Good morning, afternoon, or night, or whenever you're deciding to listen to this podcast. It doesn't really matter because no matter what, it's going to be amazing. This is episode 3 of Live Reality Era, and I'm your host, Kinzie Michaels. Before I get started today, I actually just wanted to shout out a few people. I love watching the NBA as well, so I wanted to shout out Pau Gasol and Jimmy Butler, who did their thing last night in the 64th annual All-Star Game. I love the Chicago Bulls, and they were amazing last night. Jimmy Buckets, the Spaniard, if you want to call him. So yeah, they were amazing last night. I also saw a play yesterday. It's called Good Kids. It was playing at the UI Theater. And it had a really strong message, a really powerful message. Taylor Adele Stewart and Caitlin Rose Edwards, you know who you are. You guys were amazing in the play, and I just wanted to tell you that. And hopefully you guys make it to do whatever you want to do in life, because you definitely have it. All right, and so this play, it has a lot of controversial issues, but at the same time, it had a lot of strong female leads. There were about 7 of them, and that leads me to today's podcast, which is going to be about the divas. I'm pretty much just going to shoot on every diva, kind of, you know, what I like about them, what I don't like about them, how they could improve. And of course, this is all just opinion. This is not, you know, any expertise. I'm not an expert in, you know, analyzing people's careers or anything. I'm just another fan, just like everyone else. Love the WWE, and I just want to see everyone succeed. So I'm not gonna come down on anyone or say, oh, you know, this person sucks, or this person should completely give up trying to be a female wrestler. That's ludicrous. I feel like it's their career. They put their bodies on the line every single night, and there's not too many women who'll do something like that. So these are remarkable women, and I definitely want to highlight them in this episode. So I just want to get started, and I just wrote down the divas in ABC order, so it's really, you know, that's the only system that I'm using to analyze each of them. I want to start with AJ Lee, of course, the original anti-diva, if you will. As I said before, not too keen on the term, but we'll call her that for now. AJ Lee, what can you say about her besides the fact that she is just amazing? You know, when it comes to Mike, she will slay you. Like, I mean, there's not too many female wrestlers who have been able to do what AJ Lee can do on Mike. And I think that that just makes her in a category of her own. It puts her definitely Hall of Fame status, in my opinion. You know, I mean, she's kind of in and out right now. A lot of breaks is not gonna get you into that Hall of Fame, because Vince McMahon doesn't like a lot of people, and if you get on his bad side, it doesn't matter how, you know, fantastic of a wrestler you were, you're not gonna get into the Hall of Fame, which I think is what he's doing to China right now, but that's for another day. So yeah, AJ Lee, as far as being in the ring, I definitely think that her and Sasha Banks look like the exact same person. Like, they're almost like doppelganger at this point when it comes to their wrestling ability. They're both really small women, but at the same time, they know how to just dominate their opponent. And, you know, AJ Lee, she has the Black Widow, which I love. I don't think there's any other submission move by the divas that I love more than the Black Widow, except there's one that Naomi does. I'm not really sure what it's called, but it looks pretty amazing. I couldn't describe it any further than that, but it looks pretty BA. She did it to Paige once, if that helps at all. But yeah, so AJ Lee, I really like what she does in the ring. I think that just like the little move, like the Shining Wizard, or just any little thing that she does, you know, she's a little firecracker, and that's what I love about her. And she speaks her mind. Like, when she's over on commentary, you know, King, he has a bad rep for the way that he treats women in the WWE in general, and, you know, she speaks her mind. She's not gonna let him walk all over her. I think it was completely rude when he called her ugly once, and, you know, he should have probably been fired for that, because that's verbal abuse. But, you know, whatever, the WWE plays by its own rules. AJ Lee is definitely the future of the WWE Divas division. She knows how to lead the division. She wanted to change the definition of a diva, and she definitely did that. I don't like it necessarily when people kind of put her on this pedestal above everyone else, because it's like, if everyone was given the opportunity, and she said this herself in an interview, if everyone was given the opportunity that she was given, they would all rise to the occasion. So she's a great wrestler, and I call them wrestlers because that's what they do. They go out there and they put their bodies on the line every single night. They do things that a lot of women would not want to do. I mean, I don't want to get punched in the face. So, you know, they do these things and they look good doing them, you know. And I'm going to move on to Alicia Fox now. I think Alicia Fox gets somewhat of a bad rep. You know, a lot of people, for whatever reason, she's been around for 8 or 9 years, whatever reason, people think that she can't wrestle. I really don't understand that. That's pretty much the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, because she can throw down in that ring. She had a match against Naomi. It was earlier in 2014, and they tore it up in the ring. Of course, Cameron and Paige were over on commentary, which was very distracting, but they still tore it up. They tore it up on main event, and I don't really understand the criticism that they'd give to someone like Alicia Fox, who's been around for a really long time, who has earned her stripes. But all I have to say is that, you know, Alicia Fox is Miss Foxy. She is amazing. She's a Divas champion, and she knows how to work it in that ring. You know, I love that she does the scissors kick, homage to Booker T. You know, he trained her a little bit, and just everything she does, you know. And it's not because she's an African-American diva that I love her, but just she brings the crazy, and I think that that's something that a lot of the other divas don't really have a personality, you know. I mean, they all kind of fit into this, you know. AJ Lee, of course, don't call her it, but she is a little bit crazy too. But at the same time, like, they kind of try to typecast the African-American divas. They try to make them nice, or even they do it to the male African-Americans as well. They kind of try to make them nice so that everyone likes them, so it doesn't seem, I don't know, weird in some sort of way. But of course, I'll get to this on a later episode. But I just like how she brings this craziness, and she's pretty psycho, and I think she does it better than a lot of other people who have tried it in the past, you know. So I'm completely Team Fox. I loved her and Oksana, but of course, Oksana had to break up. But, you know, Alicia Fox, she goes out there and she makes everyone else look good. And I think that's something that people really don't pay a lot of attention to, is the fact that when she's out there to make Paige look good, or she's out there to make Naomi look good. So, yeah, she doesn't win, but she definitely does get the point across and makes them look amazing. Moving on to Brie Bella. I wouldn't say that I'm not high on Brie Bella. It's just that I like Nikki Bella more. And I know it's not fair to compare them, of course, because they're two individual people. But it's like, when you're in a group with someone, and The Shield, they get this all the time, you're completely, entirely, always going to be compared to those people. You know, you're always going to be Nikki Bella versus Brie Bella, who can, you know, wrestle better, who's more attractive, or anything like that. And I do not do the whole attractive thing. I think all of the divas are beautiful. They're all gorgeous, and they don't have to, you know, they don't need makeup, but they wear it, you know, but they're all beautiful women. So, you know, I would never compare them on that level, but I do think that as far as in-ring goes and entertainment in general, I am more entertained when I see Nikki Bella. I think that Brie is such a nice person off screen, and this is what Total Divas kind of does to the show, is that it lets you into their actual life. So when you see Brie Bella and she's, you know, she's with Daniel Bryan, and they're just this really cute vegan, you know, couple who wants to save the planet, it's hard to believe that she's a heel on the show, you know. And Nikki, she's kind of like this, you know, evil, you know, stepmother, evil witch woman, you know, and that's even on the show Total Divas as well. So that's more believable for her. Of course, I'm sure she's not this evil, you know, evil woman, but it's just, it's more believable than when Brie tries to be meaner. I feel like she kind of just looks like she's following after Nikki. I sort of wish they would break the Bella Twins up, but I know that they are the Bella Twins. They do have a brand together, so it doesn't really work that way. But at the same time, I just feel like Brie is a really nice person, and it's hard for me to believe that she's mean, honestly. Like, if that makes any sense, if that's, you know, anything. But as far as Brie's wrestling goes, I do enjoy her in the ring. I feel like she does, you know, I like when she knees people. I like that she can jump off the top rope. Her athleticism is, you know, really, it's superior to a lot of the other divas in the back. Her mic skills, you know, leaves much to be desired, but at the same time, there's a lot of divas who aren't too hot on mic. I would say that AJ is the cream of the crop, and then everyone else is kind of scraping the bottom of the pan, so... Yeah, but I mean, if you wanted to build the Divas division around anyone, Brie Bella's as good as anyone because, as I said, she's been around for a long time as well. You know, the same as Alicia Fox, and she knows what she's doing when she gets out there. You know, and she adds to her arsenal. She knows what she wants to accomplish, and she knows how to get the crowd behind her as well. So moving on, I want to talk about Cameron. I know that a lot of people give Cameron a bad rep as well. I don't really, you know, and this is the thing. She and Ava Marie equally, respectively, spent about 3 months down in developmental before they were called up. Now, Cameron was called up to be in the Funkadactyls, as we know, so she was pretty much primarily dancing. Ava Marie kind of was called up, in my opinion, I feel like she was just called up because of the show, you know, and she's very attractive, so that was probably another reason, but Cameron... To only have spent a few months down in developmental, I feel like people just completely don't want to see her do well. So whenever she does anything nice, you know, if ever she does anything that is, you know, very applause worthy, people kind of just sit there and they scratch their heads because they don't really want to see her do well. And I think that she went down to developmental, she went back to NXT, and she worked on herself. She honed her craft. I haven't seen her since then, but I'm really excited to see her because I know that she worked really hard. And of course, that's the mark of someone who wants to be here. That's the mark of someone who wants to be successful in the WWE, is someone who can understand, hey, I'm not the best at what I'm doing right now. Let me go back, let me fix what's wrong, and then no one's going to be able to say anything. And, you know, we haven't been able to see what she's done yet, but I definitely think that she's going to put in the work and she will be Divas Champion one day, you know. I mean, she's, like I said, personality, it's not completely there, but she does do this evil, you know, witchy woman very well because, you know, in real life, she's a little bit catty, so, you know, it works for her. I feel like, though, the universe, the WWE universe gives her a really hard time when they probably shouldn't, you know. I mean, she's out there to entertain, and for someone who has had only a small period of time to learn the fundamentals, to learn the basics, and to learn how to be exciting, and learn the camera angles, and learn how to take slams, and learn how to take other people's moves, she is very, very talented in this, and she really wants to do it, so I feel like everyone should just give her a chance, stop complaining about something that she couldn't help as much as, you know, we couldn't help it. If you were, you know, in developmental, regardless of how long it was, and they call you up, you're not going to say, no, I'm not ready. You're going to say thank you, and then you're going to come up and do whatever they ask you to do, because if you were to say no, they probably will pass you up and never bring you up to the main roster. I remember there was a diva at one point who was down in NXT, and they were like, oh, we need someone, oh, I believe it was, God, her name escapes me, but the one who was in the Straight Edge Society, I want to say Soraya, no, that's something else, but whatever her name was, she's in Straight Edge Society with CM Punk, of course, and they were like, oh, who wants to come up and have their head shaved, and she was like, me, you know, raising her hand, and it's like, not too many people would be like, yay, I want my head shaved, but you don't pass up the opportunity. The WWE is not something that you say, no, give it to someone who's more experienced. No, you don't do that, okay? You go when they ask you to go, and that's what Cameron did, and I think that, you know, for her to go back down and try to make herself better just says a lot about her and her character. Moving on to Emma. You haven't seen a lot from Emma, so it's really hard to kind of analyze where she is. Of course, in NXT, her and Paige put on some of the greatest matches you're going to see down there, but as far as the WWE goes, I think her character, and I'll get into Bayley a little bit later, her character and Bayley's character are not something that is going to be marketable, especially for women. You know, men who are watching the show, and I do believe, I don't know the demographics, you know, of course the WWE wants to spread to all demographics, but I don't know the ratio for men to women watchers, or whoever it may be, children, you know, and the elderly, but no one's really like, oh, look at this chick who's like really, goofy. Like, no one thinks that that's... I mean, of course, there are women who are like that, but that's just not as marketable as, oh, look at Nikki Bella, or, oh, look at this, you know, AJ Lee, she's a little bit psychotic. Like, I feel like her personality is not going to work in the long term, and it hasn't worked in the short term. She's come up and she's essentially just, she might as well still be in NXT because she's not getting any attention, you know, and so it's like, why, this is another issue with the WWE, why bring someone up if you're not going to utilize them? And then, you know, the fans see the same match over and over and over and over again, and of course, everyone gravitates towards AJ, or everyone gravitates towards Paige or the Bella Twins, and it's really hard to get anyone else over, and the reasoning for that is, you bury everyone else when they come up to the roster because you're trying to make Paige or AJ Lee or the Bella Twins look good. I completely understand trying to make them look good, but at the same time, don't do it at the expense of new talent, because those are the people that are going to carry this company. You know, Emma's someone who is going to carry the company in the future, hopefully, and at the current moment, she's not getting any recognition, she's not getting any matches that are on the main shows, and her wrestling ability is completely there. She is above a lot of the other divas in the back, and she deserves the opportunity, but when they bring her up and she has this sort of goofy gimmick, it's not going to translate over to those, you know, casual watchers. They're kind of going to be like, what the heck is this chick about? You know, it's kind of like Fandango or like Adam Rose. Personally, I, you know, love the new Fandango and Adam Rose is hilarious, but there are other people who are like, why does he have so many friends? And what, you know, what is going on with these guys, you know? And you know, people don't necessarily get it as much, you know, and I feel like if we're going into this reality era type of feel, then they need to be a part of that too, you know, and if you want them to be on the show, give them a character that is going to be able to be on the show in the long term. Can Emma argue with anyone? Can Emma get angry? I want to see that part of her, you know. Same thing with Bailey. Bailey's always hugging everybody, but, you know, when she gets angry, she gets angry. So it's kind of like, then what is this overexcitement, you know? It's funny when it's coming off of Bo Dallas, but it's not, it doesn't necessarily translate in the Divas division because you have a lot of really mean divas, you know? I mean, it's not like Roman Reigns is going around punching Bo Dallas in the face, but Nikki Bella will confront Emma or Bayley, and then what do they say? They just say, I want to hug you? No, that doesn't really work. And I think that the character definitely needs to be fine-tuned and Emma has it, as I said, so it's nothing on her, no bones on her, but it's just creative and what they're doing with her character. Moving on to Ava Marie, as I said before, she gets a really bad reputation for just her wrestling and in-ring ability. Of course, as I said, she's only been doing this, and this was when she came up, for 3 months. You know, I mean, you don't learn everything you need to learn in 3 months. I would think that it at least takes a couple of years for you to even be able to go out and put on a match. But she has had a couple of hot spots. I would never say that she's had a fantastic match or anything, but she's had a couple hot spots. The thing they need to do is send her back down to NXT, send her back down to developmental, and let her fix the things that people are complaining about so that they can stop complaining about them. Because to have her on the road for, you know, as many ever days as they are on the road every year, there's not a lot of time to say, well, let me go and train and learn these other moves. No, you're not going to have time to do that stuff. And she does a lot of the press appearances and things like that too. So, you know, and of course she's doing Maxim and she's doing all these, you know, covers and fitness magazines and things. And she's not really having time to work on her wrestling and what she needs to do as far as that goes, and what she needs to do to become a Divas champion. Personally, I liken her to an Eve Torres because they have the same build. It's not because of, you know, oh, they're the same ethnicity, but they have the same build and they look a bit similar. And I feel like the strength is completely there for Ava Marie. She played soccer, you know, and throughout high school. So she knows, you know, she knows what what work is, you know, and she has the body for this industry. But when it comes down to the actual moveset, when it comes down to the actual matches, she's not able to perform those yet. You know, and I say yet because I do believe that one day she will be able to put on a 5-star match. They need to allow her, though, the opportunity to go back down to NXT and stop worrying so much about this Total Divas show and, oh, let's have them all on the show so that we can steal their, you know, make their storyline surrounded about their actual life. You know, they need to let her go back down to developmental and do what she needs to do in order to become a Divas champion, because no one's like, oh, thanks, I was on this TV show or, you know, whatever. A lot of people want the gold. A lot of people want the title around their waist, you know, and she doesn't necessarily get that opportunity, and they're pretty much taking it from her. So if I was her, I would go back down to NXT. I would learn a few more moves. I would learn the basics and really learn how to put on a great match and then come back up and show everyone what she can do. Right now, she's, you know, gone out with, I believe she's having some sort of surgery as far as her breast implants go. But when she comes back, she definitely needs to have that match that's like, whoa, you know, Ava Marie just put on a great match, you know, and everyone will pretty much get amnesia to the fact that she wasn't too hot when she came in, because they'll see progress. They'll see that she went out and she worked on herself and she made it amazing, you know. So moving on to Layla, there's not much to say about Layla. Of course, Layla is a vet, but personally, I feel like Layla, you need to hang up the boots. You know, Layla used to be able to put on some of the greatest matches with Michelle McCool. And nowadays, you kind of watch her and you kind of like scratching your head like, what the heck is she doing out there? Because she kind of looks a little bit lost. Her moves aren't hitting at the direct moment that they should be hitting. She's not, you know, as quick as she used to be. And I don't know what the issue is necessarily, but maybe she should be a valet. I know she was working with Fandango at one point. Maybe she should be a valet or some behind the scenes. Maybe she should be some sort of, you know, interviewer and work alongside Eden or Renee Young or something, because at the current moment, it doesn't really work for me. You know, I mean, Layla's not really bringing much to the table as far as in-ring goes. She used to be, of course, she was a Divas champion. She used to be, and a women's champion. She used to be one of the greatest, you know, in ring, and she definitely, she went from not really knowing too much what she was about to, you know, and from being an extreme expose on ECW with Kelly Kelly and Brooke Adams, I want to say, and then moving on and being, you know, a contender for that Divas Championship, for that women's championship, and she, you know, was great in ring, and now it's kind of like falling off, and I don't really think that you should push and press the issue if it's not going to work, if it's not there. So that's pretty much what I think of her. There's not really much, but, you know, there's not much to say, you know. And moving on to Naomi, I would have to say that next to Nikki Bella, I love Naomi the most. You know, she is my favorite diva, and it's not, like I said, it's not because of her being African-American or anything like that. I love what she does in the ring. She is one of the most athletic divas, if not the most, and she knows how to entertain the crowd. She just has moves. She'll fly out of the ring. She has a lot of moves that are highly entertaining, so she has that aspect down. Her mic skills leave much to be desired. They could very much be improved, but you can see that she's improving them, actually, you know, and she's gotten more opportunity to speak lately. I feel like they're trying to give her a little bit of a push. They're not really doing it fully. I thought they were going to go with her, and then they swerved and went with Nikki Bella, which I'm okay with, but at the same time, like, if you want someone to be good, give it to them, you know, like, give them the opportunity and let them sink or swim. You know, if they sink, then you were right about them all along. If they swim, then you were wrong, and you have to accept that, and you have to apologize, or whatever you're gonna do, because I feel like she has it. You know, she has it in ring, she's highly entertaining, she never, in my opinion, she's never looked better than she does right now, and you don't want to waste the opportunity. You don't want, you know, something, possibly she might get injured again. I know that's probably what halted her push in the first place, getting her eye injured by Oksana. Thank you. Thanks, Oksana. You ruined Naomi's push. I'm just kidding. But I mean, yeah, so I definitely want to see her on the card, you know. We haven't gotten to see Naomi at a pay-per-view in a while now, and I really don't know why she's getting overlooked, but, you know, she had one heck of a match against Paige at Money in the Bank 2014, and pretty much after that, it was like, whatever, go away. So I really don't understand that. I thought her and Cameron were going to have some sort of feud, but that went away quickly as well. And I feel like they don't really know what to do with her, but put her in the ring. You'll see what to do with her. I know that her and Natalya have had, like, they wrestled at a couple dark shows. They've had really great matches at these dark shows that have had the crowd on their feet. So let that play itself out. I know that they're doing that a little bit now. Let that play itself out. I really want to see those two in the ring. You know, so hopefully that happens quickly. Moving on to the woman I was just speaking of, Natalya. Natalya is one of those people that you're just like, what the heck is the WWE wasting this perfectly good talent for? You know, they kind of, for whatever reason, don't know what to do with Natalya. When it's like, Natalya, hands down, is the best wrestler on the roster when it comes to Divas. When it comes to the Divas division, she is far above everyone. She's trained a lot of these other Divas, and she is far above everyone when it comes to in-ring ability. That being said, maybe it's the physical, you know, I mean, some might say she's not the most aesthetically pleasing of the Divas. Personally, I think Natalya is beautiful, but the WWE might not see it the same way. So maybe that's the issue. That's pretty much the only issue I could come up with, though, honestly. The crowd loves her. They love the Hart Dynasty. They love everything she stands for. She does the sharpshooter as her finisher. They love everything about her, and I don't really understand why you wouldn't exploit that, why you wouldn't play that up. They started to go her way a little bit in a feud with Nikki Bella, and then they completely just, you know, turned it around and went to Paige, which, you know, been there, done that with Paige, quite honestly. I mean, I feel like Natalya, although she is a Divas champion, deserves it a lot more, you know, than Paige does even. Paige is already a two-time Divas champion. Natalya deserves that title around her waist. The fact that she's not had it in a few, like, a year or so, I want to say 2 years, that's shocking to me, because she's always been the hardest worker, and everyone always wants to stress, oh, what's fair, and this person works harder. We say it with Daniel Bryan all the time. Natalya works the hardest. You can see it. You know, and I never want to say that anyone works harder than anyone else just because they're better, but she puts in so much effort, and you can tell that she works hard because she doesn't get the opportunity, but when she does, she goes out there and she entertains. So you can tell that she cares so much about this industry. This industry fed her from the time she was a kid. So I really don't understand why they don't give her the opportunity to show what she can do, and we know what she can do. We know Natalya can put on a 5-star match every time she steps between those ropes. So the reasoning, I would say, is probably aesthetically, but if it's not, then the writers are really just a bunch of idiots. You know, excuse my language, but there's nothing else that can be said if they don't see the talent there. Moving on to Queen Nikki Bella. Yes, I said queen, because Nikki Bella is the queen. She is a queen among peasants, you know. She is, like I said, Nikki Bella is my favorite diva at the current moment, just because, and it's not even, you know, in-ring ability, you know, that's great, but it's just the personality. Like, she never stops with this, like, evil schoolgirl thing, you know. It makes me think of Mean Girls every time that she comes out there, like, you can't sit with us, like, every time that she's out there, like, it's like Wednesdays we wear pink, because she's always in her character, and it's like, it's hilarious to me, just even the way she treats her own sister. Like, she is dominant, and she is a force to be reckoned with. She has that leadership potential, and I feel like putting the title on her was probably the best thing that the WWE did all year for the Divas division. They haven't kept up that end of the bargain, you know, since AJ Lee disappeared with her, quote, neck injury, unquote. I don't really believe that she has a neck injury, but whatever. So, ever since she disappeared, we've sort of seen creative just not really give the Divas a storyline at all, which, for people who only get one or two matches at the most, every night, you know, normally they only get one. They need a story. We need a reason to care and not say, well, gotta pee because Nikki Bella's coming out. No, you have to care. And they're not doing a very good job with that. She's amazing, quite honestly. She has the moveset. She has the mic skills, in my opinion. She's much better than Breon Mike. Obviously, she's aesthetically pleasing. So, she has everything. She has the Bella Army, you know, and she has the Bella brand that she's building. She's being Fearless Nikki at this point. So, give her more competition, first of all. Don't really keep it on the same level every week. And push her to the sky. I mean, I want to see that dominant female lead. I want to see that female John Cena, as she called herself on Total Divas. You know, and she was saying it because of merchandise, but I want to see it as far as getting those matches. We haven't had a one-on-one Divas match at a WrestleMania in about at least 5 years. It was since Trish Stratus and Mickey James fought, and I believe that was in 2010. And Mickey James eventually won the match, but we haven't had a singles one-on-one match as far as the Divas go at a WrestleMania in years. And I think that her and, you know, even Paige or possibly Brie, I would love to see that. So if you're going to put the title on Nikki, push her to the sky, because, you know, they do this a lot where they kind of fall off on the Divas storylines and then people don't care. And it's like, well, I can't really care if you don't put a lot of effort into it. You know, I don't really care that they don't like Paige because she looks like Casper. I mean, that sounds somewhat colorist, quite honestly. But, I mean, you know, nothing is off limits for the WWE. But, yeah, give them a storyline and make it matter. Because at this point, it doesn't. So, moving on from Nikki Bella, I want to go to Paige. And, you know, or Casper or Snow White or whatever you want to call her, because I guess that's the storyline, is that she's pale. But anyway, of course we know that Paige is, she's superior to everyone. She's a step above everyone as far as, and especially with her age. She's only 22, so she has a lot of time to grow. If there's anything wrong, of course I would say that it's her mic skills. She doesn't really have it, but as far as just facial expression goes, or of course her in-ring ability, there's not really much to say about Paige. She's great at a lot of things, you know, and I feel like when they first brought her up from NXT, and this was in, I'm going to say April 7th, something along those lines. It was, of course, the day after WrestleMania. She came up and she beat AJ Lee in about 2 seconds, which was kind of stupid, but they haven't really done much with her. I mean, I think that there's creative, and there's members of creative who, there's some people who don't like her, some people who are high on her, and it's like, trust her, you know? Give her the opportunity and trust her, because although her and AJ Lee's matches were not amazing, they weren't 5-star, I would give it 3.5, though, you know? I mean, they were 3.5, 4, they were pretty good, and, you know, besides, you know, she sort of botched a move in her match against Naomi, and they both fell off the top rope and hit the apron pretty hard, but, you know, and then hit the floor. But other than that, Paige really has grown a lot, and you see it, and she's becoming more comfortable being out there in front of the crowd. And I feel like, of course, you know, they're giving her the opportunity now, but know where you're going with her, because if you go the wrong route, people are going to be like, what the heck? You know, a lot of people like her right now. They call her the anti-diva. A lot of people are high on Paige, and you don't want to ruin that by going some stupid route. I feel like they kind of tried to bury her a little bit, because they were like, oh no, we want it to be Nikki Bella as champion, so we're going to push her above Paige. And they kind of, you know, made Paige a bit normalized, but of course, when she comes back on the screen, people remember her for what she was, and people instantly click up with her because she's amazing. Now, do I think that people should like her more than the other divas, or say, oh, we don't like the other divas because they're this, this, and that? Not really. I feel like, of course, we all know that they're all friends in the back, so, you know, maybe she doesn't tan. Maybe she doesn't, you know, I'm not really sure, because she does put on lashes, she does wear hair extensions and other things like that, so what's really making her anti, I don't know. But, like, we can't say, well, we love the goths and we hate the populars or whatever we want the Bella Twins to be. That kind of is reverse discrimination. So, you know, it doesn't really work that way. But of course, you can't control if the crowd likes her. So if the crowd does like her, then give Paige the opportunity, you know, and let Paige, you know, be champion if that's what you want, or not be champion, but know which direction you're going with her, because her career is fragile at this current point, and you don't want to do anything that's going to set it back at all. So moving on to Rosa Mendez. I like that Rosa is with Fandango now. I feel like they, you know, and she's not the strongest in ring, and I don't really know what she can do on mic. I liked when she used to be with Primo and Epico, who are now Fernando and Diego of Los Matadores. And little El Torito's there. But, I mean, she's always been better at being that manager, I feel. You know, some people are just better at that stuff. And she's one of those people. She's not too hot in ring. I mean, I just don't like what she does. But she definitely has that sex appeal factor. And she's got that Latin lover type thing going on. So, I feel like her and Fandango are killing it with their routine right now. She's the best dance partner he's had, in my opinion. So, I like what they're doing with Rosa. I think they should continue it and maybe put them on TV more. Or maybe, you know, and don't go the route of, let's break them up with Rosa doing, you know, things to cost Fandango the match. And, you know, whatever. Because I don't feel like they need to break up, quite honestly. You know, keep them together. There's nothing else that they're doing, so keep them together. You know, not much to say about Rosa, but moving on to Summer Rae. That's another person who, when she was down in NXT, used to just put on some of the greatest matches. Her and Paige, once again, put on some really great matches. She's put on great matches with Natalya. They don't necessarily give her any matches now. You know, they tried to do, and I feel like it was because the Pretty People, or whatever they're called in TNA or Impact Wrestling, whatever you want to call it, they got back together, so then they wanted her to be with Layla, and it's like, don't try to replicate Lay Cool, you know? I loved Lay Cool. Don't do that, you know? So, you know, I don't really know what they're doing with Summer at this point. You know, I mean, she's had a couple of matches. And she, of course, was Fandango's dance partner. But they don't really seem like they know what they want to do with her. Is she babyface? Is she heel? I mean, she's really happy. But then it's like, she is, you know, flip of a switch, she's angry. So, I'm confused by the direction of Summer Rae at this point. And I feel like they're confused too. And she's another one like Emma where it's like, you know, don't ruin her before she even gets started. If you don't know what you want to do with her, then send her back down to NXT. Because she definitely has the in-ring ability, but don't ruin her by, you know, everyone getting annoyed with her or bored with her or anything like that. And I don't feel like people are bored with her or annoyed with her, but you don't want it to get to that point, you know? Summer has it right now, but if you're not gonna put the title on her or you're not gonna give her any major storyline, then don't ruin her by having her do, you know, stupid things all the time. And of course, Summer's really funny, you know? I think just in general, in actuality, she's really funny. And she's like Paige's best friend, so it works on all cylinders, you know? You know, she tries to bring out her humor in the matches sometimes, and I think that that shows a lot of personality. So, if they want to do something with her, they should do it. If they don't, then don't waste her time. Moving on to Tamina Snuka. We haven't seen Tamina in quite some time now because she did go down with the ACL tear. Same thing that took Darren Young out, but he's back now. So, yeah, Tamina went down a while ago. Don't really know what the timetable is on her, but as far as her, you know, and she's getting older. I believe she's 37, 38. Sorry, I don't know how old she is. But, I mean, she's definitely in her late 30s, mid-30s. But if they're going to do something with her, and I feel like they might have been ready to do something with her, and then she did get injured. But I feel like if they're going to do something with her, then do something with her. Quite honestly, I think it would be, and this is a personal preference, if she was somehow with Roman Reigns in any way, like, they kind of, they're both brutes, and they're both just BA. So if they were somehow together in any facet, I think that would be pretty cool. But other than that, I really don't know what direction to go with Tamina. She's a really tough chick, so, you know, you want her to just go in there and tear up the Divas division. But then it's like, sometimes she loses to people once she lost to Paige, and I'm just kind of shaking my head like, really? You know, are we going to build Tamina up to be tough, or Are we going to just make her like everyone else? It was kind of weird. But, you know, Tamina's put on some great matches. Of course, she goes to the chop rope and pays homage to Jimmy Superfly Snuka, who is her father. You know, and she had her brother, who is, I believe, Deuce. If you remember Deuce and Domino and Cherry. I don't know if they had a group name, but whatever it was. So, yeah, that's her brother. And she's grown up around wrestling, you know, her entire life. She's been around the industry of the WWE or WWF or whatever it was. And, you know, she knows what to do to entertain. She knows, you know, she has it and people like her. Even if they just like her because she's Jimmy Superfly Snuka's daughter, you know, that it's there. So, I mean, if she comes back, you know, and they want something to do with her, I feel like it was pretty cool when she was with AJ, but maybe if she was even with Nikki Bella or, you know, or just anything. She's really tough, but at the same time, you know, she is older, so maybe they don't want to put the title on her. So if they wanted to do anything, Bodyguard sounds pretty cool, because I don't want to step to Tamina, so, you know. I mean, you know, I just don't want to see her kind of get pushed away, because she definitely has the look of, like, this bodyguard thing where you're really intimidated. So, yeah, so moving on to NXT. Yeah, I just want to throw in a little bit of NXT action. Kind of, you know, who I think could come up today. I feel like Sasha Banks, Charlotte, Becky Lynch, they are the three of the best down in NXT at this point. I feel like, you know, Charlotte and Becky Lynch, they have it because they're really strong, and Charlotte's extremely athletic, and, you know, she even gets, like, this is wrestling chance. Like, this is what wrestling is. So, you know, her and Sasha Banks got that chant during their match at, you know, NXT, I want to say Revolution, something of that nature. So, you know, of course they've put on great match after great match. I want to see Charlotte come up, and I believe that she dropped the title to Sasha Banks at NXT Rivals because she was going to come up. So hopefully we see that soon. I'd love to see her as Divas Champion. But I think Sasha Banks is ready to come up as well. You know, I mean, she doesn't have it on mic yet. Who does? But I mean, she's ready to come up too. So I'd love to see that if they could give it to us in any way. You know, and Becky Lynch, like I said, she's tough. I know she's gone down with a little bit of injury, but she's a really tough chick. And she's kind of like that scary chick that you don't really want to step to, and she'll, like, kick your boyfriend's butt. But, yeah, she's really cool, and I like her personality, too. So, those would be three that I would bring up tomorrow, or tonight, you know, or whenever, or, you know, at a pay-per-view, or, you know, just bring those three up, because they're really, really amazing, and they have it right now. Bayley and Alexa Bliss, I only want to talk about them for just a short period of time because I want to say that they're characters. I don't, and they have it in ring. Of course they have it. They look amazing. I love Bayley in ring. She's amazing. But Pamela Martinez does not have it as far as character goes. You know, and neither does Alexa Bliss. It's really annoying to me because these are people who, you know, and the WWE kind of paves your way. I know they choose the path that you go on. They choose who's going to be Hall of Famers. And it's like they're choosing to not make you a Hall of Famer when they're giving you a character that's not going to translate to the big screen. You know, it's not going to translate to those casual watchers. They're going to be like, what the heck has Bayley got this side ponytail for? Like, all the hugs and all of that stuff, I don't like it. You know, and there are people who like it and whatever, but it's not top diva material. You're not going to say, oh, she's going to beat the crap out of Paige and take the title off of her, because if she does do that, it's going to be like, you know, Paige is some overt heel that we all hate. That's the only reason that that would ever happen, you know? It's like, give her a character that's going to be there for a while. You know, same thing with Emma. Give her a character that's going to be there for a while. Alexa Bliss, I like what she does in ring. She's a bit sloppier than I would think she would be. I mean, I've seen some matches where she's just spot on, but then there's some matches where she kind of looks ridiculous, and she kind of looks like she doesn't know what she's doing. So she should stay down for, you know, I would say at least another year. And don't, you know, lose sight of her, though, because she definitely will be entertaining. I want to see her versus Naomi just because they're both these dancers, these gymnasts, these athletic, you know, women. So I want to see that. I don't know what her character is per se. Was she like a frosty queen or something? I don't know, but you know, I get it. She's Alexa Bliss, but at the same time, it's like, okay, like, if it's just gonna be some sort of, like, I like to wear blue, like, couldn't she just like to wear blue and not blow glitter at people? I mean, we're making this the reality era, people. We don't need it to be someone who walks around with glitter in their pocket. And I just wanted to mention, you know, because I'm coming to the end of my spiel here, but I just wanted to mention that I would like to see some WWE referees who are female. You know, you see it in every other sport, and, you know, well, not every other sport, of course. You see it in basketball a little bit, and just in general, I want to see it more. It's not like, oh, men want to be referees more than women. You know, of course, there was, in WWF, there was Rita Chatterton, I believe. Rita Chatterton. You know, and this was in the 80s, and Rita Marie was who she was going by. But, you know, something happened. Her and Vince McMahon, you can look it up if you want to, but that's like the last time we've seen a female referee in the WWE. It was the WWF at the time, but I would like to see that, you know? I mean, they're not doing anything with, like, JoJo or any of those people. Like, can there be female referees for the female matches? I don't really, or even for the male matches. I mean, if the women can have men for, you know, for referees during their matches, it should be able to be reversed. It should work vice versa. So that's kind of what I want to see in the future. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but that's my spiel. This is Live Reality Era with Kinzie Michaels, and I'm signing off. Thank you very much.